News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Many of you, of course, are listening in your cars this morning to News Talk Breakfast, and you may be driving over potholes and uneven roads and roads that have been repeatedly patched. So do we need to do more to tackle all of this? I'm joined now by Deirdre O'Brien, Fianna Fáil councillor on the Cork County Council. Good morning to you, Deirdre. Cork, obviously, one of the most populated counties in the country, and looking to take out perhaps a €10 million loan to fix up paths and roads. What is going on in terms of, I suppose, budgetary streams for our roads? Because a lot of people have noticed huge amounts of potholes, newly, and lots of broken pavements too.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning. Yes, I suppose, look, first of all, Cork has always been shouting loud because we're trying to, we feel we're not getting a fair piece of the pie. I suppose year on year, we're fighting for extra funding with the size of our county and the amount of roads we have. But with the weather at the moment, it certainly has made it more challenging for us. And you just find that you're going out there at this stage, you're meeting people, their cars are damaged, there's potholes all over the place, there's water on the roads, there's drainage that needs to be done. But like you don't have anything to offer them because we're at a stage, this stage, like we're actually, even my own local engineer here, we're kind of staging to 26, 27 naming roads in those years. And you're like, oh my God, here we're looking at like 27, 28 nearly for the next to get on the road programme, you know.
But Deirdre, we're hearing that the country is awash with money. The Exchequer has never been richer. We're putting money away for a rainy day. But there's lots of rainy days currently. It's been raining since July and the roads are in bits. Is there not enough money? Or is it bad management on your part, like, with respect?
No.
What's happening?
No, definitely. I have to credit the engineers for the amount of money they get. It's like the loaves and the fishes, and they're just putting a bit here and a bit there. And then we do surface dressing, which is literally tar and chip, and it's washed away with this weather. It's not able to hold the weather. But what's really happened is that money, I suppose, you know, in the downturn, the money was pulled, I suppose, for roads, and it's never come up to the level it should be at. And I suppose it's more challenging now because you have more cars on the road, and you do have the weather, certainly.
Is there some kind of a snippiness about putting money into roads? We know that the green agenda, as it's sometimes referred to, wants to divert as much funding as possible into active transport, into public transport, motorist and road networks are sort of seen as something that we aren't as keen, but obviously they need funding. Is there an issue with that?
We're nowhere near for public transport. And like you can't expect, you know, like I only live even 2 kilometres outside Mitchelstown, but there's no way there's any public transport into Mitchelstown. You know, and like you're not going, like you're talking about.
No, I know outside of big urban settings, there's very little public transport. I appreciate that. But what I'm asking is do you think that the green agenda has impacted on funding for roads?
Well, it's pulled a lot of money from bigger projects like the M20 and the Ring Road of Mallow there, which wouldn't be in my ear, but there would be a big connectivity from here, say, to Killarney. But like our national routes are crying out for money, like our N72 here, which would be kind of our Mallow to Fermoy to Fermoy to Tallow. Like that's in bits for a national route.
So you're saying you're a local councillor, the roads around your area, your words, are in bits. And that there may not be funding till 2028 to fix them.
Well, this is like, I suppose what I'm saying is that there's funding coming in every year. But like we've already allocated the roads. Like I go to my local engineer and I'm giving him road numbers that are in dire straits that need to be done. So now they're being pushed out to 25. We're getting them on to 26. And now we're looking at 27, 28. I've been given the roads that I can do in 26, 27.
And maybe last question for you, Deirdre. Is there a whole different set of funding for patching a road, filling a pothole and resurfacing entirely a road, like redoing a road? Are they different funding streams or the same funding stream?
Well, you see, we get up with our local authority budget, I suppose, that we do kind of our roads here and be our local roads and whatever. But then we do get the national budget and you do get your national roads as well. Your national roads.
They are different.
Yeah, but we need more money from the government for our roads. But this is going on for year and year. And like I suppose the traffic calming, footpaths.
Fianna Fáil Ardaish this weekend, Deirdre. I've no doubt this will be brought up. Look, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. That is Fianna Fáil councillor and the Cork County Council about the state of the roads. Lots of people texting us this morning saying where they live, it literally is pockmarked and holes everywhere. Love to know what you think about that this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.